This segment, folks, is brought to us by Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, Heavenly Bread Pudding, which is available at Brookshire's and Brookshire Brothers, and the Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, let's head down to beautiful Lake Whitney. My buddy guide Randy Ruth, Team Redneck Guide Service. I know a lot of you listening probably fished with Randy. If you haven't, you've heard of him down at Whitney. He's been guiding down there a long time. Randy, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, Luke, I appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. Always like to get a good Whitney update, and I think I nailed it. Whitney's a beautiful lake. I mean, I think you're fortunate to pick a lake like that to guide on, man. Scenery, and then I've been looking at the Facebook post of all those nice, I mean, consistently good catches of nice-sized stripers. That's been going on. Well, it never stopped, I guess, but it seemed to be really good here lately, you know.
Yeah, quite some time. It's been an incredible bite. And we just, Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist John Tibbs, they've done such a great job keeping Lake Whitney stocked and, you know, and helping it to recover after the golden algae days. And, man, it's just awesome. We've got so many fish in the lake, and in fact, so many I think that we may have had a couple of natural spawns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then along with the stockings, and we got some good news last week from John Tibbs that they put in 20,000 smallmouth fry in the lake.
Oh yeah, you know that brings. Of course, I've been an old outdoor rider forever. It brings back the days of I could name a name or two. I won't, but back when you know some of the popular when it was such a popular smallmouth lake. How long has that been? We're talking 20, 25 years ago, Randy, I think.
Yeah, and then after the, I guess the fish kills of the '90s and early 2000s, we lost those.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So that's great. The restocking, Whitney has shown years ago that it's got whatever it takes to be a good smallmouth fishery, too. I mean, so that's a bonus for upcoming years, and not too many in the future. A couple of years, you know, it'll be.
Yeah, and they've been catching some. Now, they did put in 90 of the – they put in 90 of the broodfish smallmouth that they had at the hatchery that were getting up in years and replacing them. And those were egg and milk laden when they released them. So I don't know how many eggs a smallmouth carries. Like a striper, there's a million eggs in them.
Yeah. So that'll be a natural little bit of a natural spawn there this year. Well, stripers, that's the big ticket item right now. And let's talk striper fishing a little bit, Randy. You tell us, I know it's probably not far from the time when people begin to downrig and use planer boards and things like that, right?
I've started doing a little bit of it, Luke. Man, right now you can just catch – if you can think of a way to legally catch a striped bass, you can catch it on Whitney doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're schooling up on top water. They're ganging up on ledges and edges. They're going shallow, chasing bait up shallow. It's just so many ways. Downrigging, line bait, top water, swim baits. It's just about everything you can think of. A friend of mine stopped by earlier. I was out there doing some maintenance on the boat. And he had just got off the water, was out there catching them on A-rigs. Slow-trolling A-rigs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's awesome, man. I would imagine that as a guide, you probably fit the way you're going to fish to the folks that's fishing with you. In other words, if you had folks that, you know, maybe not proficient at casting baits, that might be time to drop some live bait down or, you know, troll it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
In fact, I had some guys call me, a guy at Texoma recommended me to him. He'd fished them, and they want to come down and they want to cast and catch stripers. They want to chunk and line and build the bite, set the hook. They want to do the real McCoy. So we're going to do top water. Then I've got the swim baits and also some big 3/4 ounce bucktail jigs with the 10-inch snake worms on them. And I'm looking forward to that trip. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Oh, you'll get to limber up that casting arm on that one too, Randy. You know.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. You know, slabs, of course, a jigging spoon that's made out of lead, basically a lot of people think, what is a slab? But that's what a slab is. For some reason, I know y'all use them down at Whitney some, but not as much on slabs as some lakes for some reason. I don't know. Maybe because you don't, you know, not maybe you don't do a lot of vertical fishing with them. But at times, even there, I mean, slabs do produce, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I've got some tied on. And in fact, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and I was going, you know, used to during the winter, you know, when I fished with Chris Schaefer a lot, that's all we did in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, was fish with slabs, bouncing in slabs off the bottom. But the thing is, right now, Luke, is we've got so many 16 to 17 inch fish. If you don't go out there with 7 inch baits, you know, them undersized, which are a lot of fun to catch.
Yeah.
They don't fill up the box very quick.
Yeah.
But
you just
catch so many of them.
That's a good problem for especially somebody like me that just likes to feel the tug of a fish on the line, you know, Randy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. A lot of fun.
That's awesome, buddy. You've already answered this question before I ask it. I was going to say as far as depths and all, that depends on if you're fishing early. For a school of stripers that's got some shad driven up shallow, you're going to fish shallow. But I guess a lot of it, once the sunlight gets up, you know, the sun gets up in the morning, probably a lot of it's going to be somewhat deeper waters that you're concentrating on.
Yeah, well, see, early in the morning when we head out, it's still dark. The thermocline's about 18 feet. And, of course, if the sun comes up, it pushes it on down 25, 28 feet. So you want to stay above that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you head out at dark, you know, right before daylight, you can see that thermocline on your graph. And just keep it in mind and stay above. That's where your most active fish will be. There'll be some fish below it, but they're not feeding. They're down there like old couch potato resting.
Yeah. Well, in other words, but stay just above it. That's what you're looking to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm down rigging and trolling, I like to find, or either way, but a lot of times I like to find where the thermocline meets structure. So you get the most oxygenated water and really two kinds of structure there in the thermocline and the hump or ledge or whatever you're fishing.
You know, Randy, if you think of the thermocline as it is a barrier, but if you think of it, say, just as a sheet that fish cannot get through, and where that sheet meets a ridge or something, you've actually got them boxed in, don't you? Think about it like that, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. You know, and you'll get a suspended vegetation that grows in that thermocline as well. So it just adds to it. Yeah, it's a key piece of structure to keep in mind when you're looking for them.
You bet. Now the topwater, topwater bite. Tell us about that. When you encounter it, and you know what you're catching them on there.
Yeah, it's going on right now. I mean, springtime is the go-to time to go,
right.
You know, April, of course, when the shad are spawning. But right now, I'm using the big 7-inch red fins, and they're actually a shallow to medium diving bait. It's like a long cast and hold the rod tip up and do a medium retrieve. And you want that thing to make the wake, to wobble, if you will, on the surface. And that striper, he may come up and tail slap it 7 times before he ever takes it. And as I tell people, don't go if you have a weak heart. Because he may wait until you're fixing to lift it up out of the water right at the boat and blow up there. But, yeah, the redfin or pencil poppers is a good topwater bait. Just anything that makes some noise, you know, on the surface or can create a wake, that telltale wake of a redfin, it's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, and that, you know, when you mention the striper slapping it, it's so common for one to do that. And who knows what a fish thinks about her or how he reacts, but I've always thought when they come up and slap it, and they do, they whack it, maybe intentionally, maybe they're trying to stun it so they can catch it. You think?
Exactly.
Is that it? Yeah.
I think they're trying to stun that rascal, make it easier for them to grab.
Just a way that a predator, the way they just like a, you know, like a wolf would hamstring a moose or something. That's the way they can slow him down so they can catch him and eat him. Whatever reason, exactly. I know this much about topwater striper fishing. When you first see that rascal blow up and maybe feel just a little something on the line, it's best not to jerk. Wait till you feel that rod load up, right? You
know? I know that's right. Yeah, absolutely. Wait until that rod just doubles plumb over, then stick him.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Randy, like always, man, it's good to visit with you. I don't get down to Whitney. I haven't been down there in a long time. But when I do go, I'm going to try to time it where we both can get loose together. I'd love to. You know how much fun it'd be to get back there again. I'd even bring that little I still have that same propane fish blackener with me.
So,
oh, yes, it still works.
Heck,
like
yeah.
A champ, too. Let's hook everybody up with Team Redneck. How about that?
You bet, Luke. Yeah, come down, and we'll put you up in the cabin, and we'll go get after them. But, yeah, they can look me up on the web at teamredneck.net or stop by my face at my Facebook page, easy for me to say, at Team Redneck Striper Guide Service, Lake Whitney, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way is hit me on my cell phone at 817-822-5539.
Randy, thank you, buddy, for being with us, and we'll get an update again real soon on the striper fishing down there. How about it?
Absolutely, Luke. Thank you.
Folks, that was what I like to call another real world outdoor segment, nuts and bolts hunting and fishing talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. MillCreekRanchResort.com.